astroparticle constraints from the cosmic star formation rate density at high redshift. Current status and forecasts for JWST, by Giovanni Gandolfi et al. We exploit the recent determination of cosmic star formation rate, SFR, density at redshift Z is greater than or equal to 4 to derive astroparticle constraints on three common dark matter scenarios alternative to standard cold dark matter, CDM, warm dark matter, WDM, fuzzy dark matter, and self-interacting dark matter, SIDM. Our analysis relies on the UV luminosity functions measured by the Hubble Space Telescope out to Z as less than or equal to 10 and down to UV magnitudes MUV as less than or equal to minus 17. We extrapolate these to fainter yet unexplored magnitude ranges, and perform abundance matching with the halo mass functions in a given DM scenario, so obtaining a relationship between the UV magnitude and the halo mass. We then compute the cosmic SFR density by integrating the extrapolated UV luminosity functions down to a faint magnitude limit MUV caret lim, which is determined via the above abundance matching relationship by two free parameters. The minimum threshold halo mass MH caret GF for galaxy formation, and the astroparticle quantity X characterizing each DM scenario, namely, particle mass for WDM and kinetic temperature at decoupling TX for SIDM. We perform Bayesian inference on such parameters via MCMC technique by comparing the cosmic SFR density from our approach to the current observational estimates at Z as greater than or equal to 4, constraining the WDM particle mass to MX approximately equals 1.2 carat plus 0.3, 11.3, minus 0.4, minus 0.5, keV. The particle mass to MX approximately equals 3.7 carat plus 1.8, plus 12.9.3, minus 0.4, minus 0.5, times 10 to the power of minus 22 EV, and the SIDM temperature to TX approximately equals 0.21 carat plus 0.04, plus 1.8, minus 0.06, minus 0.07, keV at 68%. 95% confidence level. We then forecast how such constraints will be strengthened by upcoming refined estimates of the cosmic SFR density, if the early data on the UV luminosity function at Z is greater than or equal to 10 from JWST will be confirmed down to ultra-faint magnitudes. This was astroparticle constraints from the cosmic star formation rate density at high redshift. Current status and forecasts for JWST, by Giovanni Gandolfi et al.